Well, I'm doing just fine, Marshall. Everything's going good. I thought last week we had Captain Mike Williams on talking about how to catch shark. I thought this week we'd talk about how to cook them, and I do believe Captain Mike Williams down in Galveston, the Lion. Mike, are you with us this week?
Yes, sir, Luke. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing really good, man, and had a lot of good response from last week's show when we were talking about sharks. There's just a huge interest in sharks and shark fishing. I thought we would talk about cooking sharks. They're one of my favorite fish. But, you know, Mike, you have to butcher them right. There's an important thing that you have to do. You have to butcher them fairly quickly to ensure the meat's good, don't you?
Right. A black-tip shark, on average, they run from the fish that we catch, they run from about 30 pounds up to about 160 pounds with the state record, like I said the other day, about 190 pounds. But the best black-tip shark is they're excellent to eat if they're cooked right. And but it's like you got to prepare them so they'll be before you cook them. And what I tell the people is you can keep a 160-pound black-tip shark and you can cook it, and it's going to be good to eat. But the best ones to eat are the 30 to 50 pounders. And this is what I do. I go out there and let's say we catch a 50-pound black-tip shark, okay? What I did, as soon as we catch it, I carry this big fillet butcher knife, and I cut the head off, and I go right down through the head, through the backbone, and when I hit that backbone, I go straight back to the tail. Then I cut the tail off, and I take a rope, and I tie it off in the water, and I bleed that fish for about 15 minutes where all the blood, as much blood as possible, runs out of the fish. And when I bring it back into the boat, what you got is a ribeye, a whole ribeye, or thereabouts, but it's sharp. But it looks very much like, I don't know if you've ever seen a whole ribeye, like out of a cow, but it's a roll of meat, and it's about maybe 2.5 feet long and with about a 10-inch diameter. Okay, so what you got there is you got that whole ribeye, and we take them and knife that down really good. And you can only keep one per person. The law in the state of Texas now is you can only keep one black tip shark per person. But you got to remember now, we're talking about 40 pounds of meat here. I mean, it's 40 pounds of meat. So you ice that down really good, and then you take it back to the dock. When you get back to the dock, all the blood's gone out of it, or most of the blood's out of it. You lay it up on the fillet table. You take a very sharp fillet knife, and what I do is I cut them just like you cut a ribeye. I said, sir, how thick would you like your steak? Would you like it 3/4 of an inch, an inch and a half? And I cut into steaks, you know, like an inch and a half thick, and go right down, and you end up with about 20-inch steaks. Then we take them in baggies, and you can take them and cook them that day, which I recommend. They're always going to be better before you freeze them. They're still good after you freeze them, but fish to me is always best if it's not frozen. Then, you know, you can take it home and you can put it on the pit. And Luke is a cooking expert when it comes to sharks, so I'm going to let him tell you the best ways that he likes to cook them, because I know he loves black tip shark. Tell me some of the best ways you like to cook that shark, Luke.
I do love it, Mike. And what you did as far as bleeding the shark is absolute must. Once you've got, you hand me the fillets, let's say, I do a lot of smoking of foods, but shark, I do not smoke it. I grill it over hot coals. If you have a gas grill, you can do that, but I just prefer charcoal. And I don't worry about putting a smoke flavor on it. But I'll take those, I like mine cut about 3/4 of an inch thick. And, you know, the center part is cartilage. A shark, you know, he has cartilage, no bone in the middle. So it's just, it's kind of like, of a ham, of a small hog or something. Just a little piece of cartilage, though, instead of bone. So leave it in there. And I will get some fresh lemons, a bunch of them, and squeeze a bunch of fresh lemon juice, Mike. And I will use real unsalted butter. And then when it comes to a dry seasoning, is whatever you prefer. I use a dry seasoning called, it's Head Country Championship Seasoning. Just has a blend of spices that I like, but you could use anything from salt and pepper and garlic to just whatever you like. But I will mix, melt the butter and melt the, you know, have the lemon's juice in there. Make sure and remove the seeds from the lemons, and then I'll have the dry seasoning in there. I start off by dipping each of the shark fillets in this solution, and then I put it right on some red-hot coals. And then I'll brown them on one side, then I'll flip them after about 3 minutes, and then I'll use that brush and brush on some more of the lemon butter with the seasonings. And in a matter of about 6 or 7 minutes, it's well done. You know, you want your any kind of fish well done, but it's cooked thoroughly. But the key is to pull it off of there before it dries out. Keep it basted. Mike, that's some of the very best. You can serve that with some coleslaw, man. But we've had it together quite a bit. That's some of my favorite eating in salt water, you know?
Right. I tell you what, it just don't get much better than for a lot of entertainment and eating black tip shark. That's a good way to go.
Mike, we're just about out of time, buddy. You've got some awesome shark pictures on your website. What's the website folks can go to learn more about the shark fishing down at Galveston?
GalvestonSharkFishing.com, and it's got some video of us catching the state record tarpon on there with National Geographic, and plus a lot of shark pictures. And it's a fun website just to go look at the videos and the pictures.
Really appreciate you being with us, buddy, and let's get you back soon. How about it?
Sounds good, Luke.
High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club. The website is biggame.org. And Brute Outdoors, brooteoutdoors.com, home of the Brute Box Cooler.